Hi. Okay, good to see you guys too. This is, yes, thank you guys for coming out. This will be a lot worse than you expect it to be. So, I'm going to Florida soon. I'm going to run for Congress so I can fuck a 17-year-old. I'm kidding. You don't gotta go to Florida to do that. You could just stay right here. this is fun. I do shows here a lot because I live not too far. And whenever I put these sets up on YouTube, people will always comment, there's one guy in particular, this white dude, who always comments, why does it look like he's performing in a mosque's bathroom? which is on its surface racist. But then I put it together, this guy must have been to at least one mosque. Right? Like, I've never been to a mosque. This motherfucker's doing his research. I appreciate that kind of racism. And then I gotta go to Texas after that to host a doctor's conference. Yeah, they're gonna laugh at me, be like, hey, he could have been one of us. It's gonna be great. Texas, if you don't know, is the least healthy state in the country. It's got the least healthy people, which is why there are mad Indian doctors there. There's two reasons: mad unhealthy patients and no state income tax. That's like, yo, Indian doctors, like, oh yeah, we gonna make a killing there. And there's a steady supply of patients. There's a steady flow of patients, unlike the blood flow to those patients' hearts. That joke did not work here, but it will crush in a room full of cardiologists, I promise you. It's gonna do great, I'm keeping it. I got a lot of cousins who are physicians. This is a bunch of 17-year-olds trying to figure out who's gonna cut the check. Can you split these four club sodas seven ways, please? Who had the Shirley Temple? He's gotta pay twice as much. Look at this fucking drink. What is this, fucking NyQuil? Let me see this. Give me this. What the fuck did you order? What is this? What is it? It's a Shirley Temple. Oh my, that's adorable. There's not one fake ID among all of you guys? Jesus Christ, they can't tell how old you are. Just keep your mask on and lower your voice a little bit. Oh yeah, let me get a Shirley Temple. Man, how old are you?
18.
Jesus, bro, when I was 18, I was 27. You understand? I gotta go find an expired license and just give it to you. Seven, 18-year-olds, man. That's adult. What do you do? You go to school? Where do you go to college?
Rutgers.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was supposed to go there. I went to NYU, and here I am. Had I went to Rutgers, I would probably became a doctor, so I'm glad I did not go. You're a freshman?
Yeah.
Cool. New Brunswick is a nice city. I got no more jokes about New Brunswick, but good for you. Is this your entire crew?
Well, yeah.
You all go to Rutgers? Where do you go?
I'm in high school.
You're in high school? That's why you're eating Reese's. What the fuck is that? Chocolate. Did you talk to them, Shafi? These guys, Reese's candy. Wow, bro. You should go to Texas. The doctors that would love your ass. I'm going to eat chocolate at 10 p.m. on a Thursday. I'm never going to die. No, you will, man. You're going to get diabetes, walk around with one foot. Can't be doing this shit. All right, I gotta do these jokes, man. Oh, poor Shirley Temple. Come on, guys. God. Ella, can you put a shot of vodka in one of them? Just to see what happens. Poor Shirley Temple. Get this guy a chocolate milk while we're at it. Jesus Christ, guys. I mean, it's beautiful. It's adorable, but it's sad as shit. Wait till your parents find out what you're putting on that credit card you got. What's at Eastville Comedy Club? Shirley Temple. There's other drinks you can have that aren't so. Are you getting Shirley Temples because that's what you think you're supposed to order when you're not drinking, or because you like cherry and Sprite together? Which one? This guy seems like the spokesperson for the group. What's your name?
My name.
Yeah.
Muku.
What?
Muku.
Muku, nice to meet you. Oh, you messaged. You DM me on. Yeah, you did. These 18-year-olds are bold as shit. Hey, no sort of decorum when it comes to messaging people. Hey, man, when's the show? When are you up? Can you be off stage by 10:30? I gotta catch a train. Motherfucker said that shit. No decorum. No fucking etiquette whatsoever. And the fucked up thing is I responded, like, yeah, man, you know what? I'll be on the stage at 10:30. I didn't know you were gonna bring your entire fucking Rutgers class. Hey, let's take the train from New Brunswick and then go watch Nimesh Patel bomb for 12 minutes. Talking to Shirley Temples. It's cause you don't know what else to order. Just get fucking club soda with bitters. The bartender, like, you know what bitters are? You must at least be 24. Bitters are a concentrated form of alcohol that alcoholics drink. Right? Facts. Said the guy in recovery. There's another YouTube comment I get all the time is, why is he always drinking something on stage? Why not? It's club soda. I like Pellegrinos, but they don't have them here. They got Pizza Hut cups. I'm still blown away by this. Shirley Temple. What's your name?
Kabir.
What is it?
Kabir.
Sahir.
Sahir
and?
Anvith.
And what?
Anvith.
Yeah. Damn, I thought my parents gave me a tough life. You know, Amit, too easy for teachers to pronounce. We're going to make it Amvith. That people will ask if he has a list, but he'd be like, nope. My parents just were like, nah, you got to have it real hard. Good for you guys. You're in high school too?
Yeah. We're all seniors.
You're all seniors except, did you drive?
No, we took the train.
You took the train from New Brunswick? You live in Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
You came from Princeton?
Just to see you.
To see me?
Yeah.
What an honor. Man, I should just do. Next time, you gotta put that information up first. That you're coming from Princeton, New Jersey. I figure you're coming from fucking Jackson Heights. All right, man, this motherfucker's talking about catching the subway at 10:35. It's weird, you know, all the Q train schedules. I know you're coming from fucking Princeton, New Jersey to see me, and you're drinking Shirley Temples? Guys, I love you, but step your alcohol game up. Did you at least pregame on the train? You don't drink at all.
I think I will get a fake ID just because you've embarrassed me so much.
No, you should get a fake ID because it's fun to have one. You definitely... It definitely won't, you don't look anywhere near old enough to drink. I'll tell you that much right now. When I was a hard 18, because I had been drinking for a while when I was 18, so my skin looked terrible, but you look fresh. Your shit is, you use Proactive every day. Why would I do any of this material anymore? Just talk to Kabir, Sahir, Amvit, and Muku. No, it's nothing to for names or nothing. I got 16 first cousins, so this is just another four. I was talking about my cousins who are doctors. I got 16 first cousins. Five of them are physicians, and as I'm going through this material right now in my head, I'm predicting it's not going to work because the momentum from the doctor bit is dead. And I've killed it because I spent the last 4 to 5 minutes talking to you clowns. But I love it. It's weird to know I have fans that I didn't have to get naked for. 18. A few weeks ago, I did a show here, and I asked the crowd what the racial slur for Indian people is. That's the right answer. And if he wasn't Indian, I'd be fighting him right now. All of us would have to get up and beat the shit out of this dude. But Ginder's the right one. But even Ginder, the only reason it's the right one is because all the other ones can be broken down. You understand? Like Ginder, I know what it means, but I don't know what the origin is. I only know when I was like 15 or 16, I was in DC and I was leaving a motel with my cousins, and don't ask what we were doing there. And we left this motel, and these group of white bikers were like, "These fucking Ginders." I was like, "You're talking about us?" I guess maybe I am a Ginder. I don't know. But that's the real power that confuses the shit out of you. All the other ones I've been called, I broke down. And I know every other big Indian comedian has a bit on racial slurs. Russell has one. Aziz has one. I'm sure Hassan has like a PowerPoint about it. that's my friend, by the way. So, so don't think I'm, oh, he's fucking just doing all bits that these guys, I'm not. These are just, it's just the area of comedy that brown comedians will tackle because there is no real slur for us. I've been called, "You fucking Indian," or "You fucking Hindu," which it's not racist, it's just telling me what I am. Right? I am Indian, I am Hindu, and I do be fucking. sand N-word is like, just, that's the worst one, but it also reveals that the person has no idea about geography. You know what I mean? Because that's probably the most ignorant one, which is what pure racism is. It's just fully ignorant. Anytime someone calls me a sand N-word, I'm just like, yeah, I did 9/11. I'll do it again, too. Cooley. Have you heard Cooley before? Cooley is a slur that the Brits invented back when they colonized India and Kenya, and they just grouped all brown people that did work, brown people, black people that worked, and called them coolies because they just grouped us all together because they were too lazy to think of specific ones. You know what I mean? And then there's packy, which is what Indian people get, fucking packy, which, you know, if I don't know what you know about India's history, but Pakistan, Bangladesh, and India were all one place until the Brits divided us up randomly. They drew a border based on the outline of their teeth. And so it's not really a slur. And then there's tech support. Tech support and Apu / 7-Eleven employee / gas station employee. You're just basically calling me all the jobs that we took from you. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this guy fucking works at a 7-Eleven. Yeah, I do work at a 7-Eleven, and you, 7-Eleven, and you pay me money to give you diabetes. Apu is funny, but Apu was a pimp. Man had mad gold chains, a flowery ass shirt. Fuck Hank Azaria, but Apu, I fuck with. Street shitter. Street shitter is pretty funny. Street shitter is because if you go to India, people do be shitting in the streets. But, you know, anytime someone calls me a street shirt, I'm like, yeah, but you could also be describing people in San Francisco. So, curry muncher. Someone wrote curry muncher in the comments multiple times. Curry muncher just belies a fundamental misunderstanding of what curry is. You don't munch curry. My favorite, there's a tie. And this is not me giving you license to use them, this table of white dudes who looks like they're writing everything down. Urka Durka and Bipti. Urka Durka and Bipti. Urka Durka, because that's what Indians sound like when they talk. And Bipti, when the convenience store employee is giving you change, he's like, here's 3 Bipti. But those are too funny and based on onomatopoeia to be actually insulting. Ginder is the winner. There's no end to that. It's just something I wanted to put on tape.